Padre celestial.
So blessed that you bid us still to come.
Estamos tan bendecidos que todavía contamos contigo.
You call us.
Nos llamaste.
You ask us to ask.
Y nos pediste que preguntáramos.
So this morning we come to ask of you.
Y esta mañana, Señor.
Speak to our hearts.
Venimos a pedirte que hables a nuestros corazones.
We come by faith.
Venimos por fe.
You said you would meet with us under the blood of your Son, our Lord.
Y dijiste que nos encontrarías bajo la sangre de tu Hijo.
Now we have confidence in that word.
Y ahora tenemos confianza en esa palabra.
Just as we have confidence in that blood.
Así como tenemos confianza en esa sangre.
And that blood is still speaking for us.
Y esa sangre aún está hablando por nosotros.
To us.
A nosotros.
Still speaking from heaven.
Aún hablando desde los cielos.
So we want to hear everything that it says.
Así que queremos escuchar todo lo que dice.
Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Cada palabra que procede de la boca de Dios.
So may you be glorified.
Para que tú seas glorificado.
And your children edified.
Y tus hijos edificados.
Please, Lord, build us up.
Por favor, Señor, edifícanos.
In the most holy faith.
En la mayor fe santa.
Please.
Por favor.
Commit the service now into your hands.
Presentamos este servicio en tus manos.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Amen. Thank you. You may be seated.
Gracias. Puede tomar asiento.
God bless you, everybody. Nice to see you.
Dios les bendiga a todos. Qué bueno verles.
Russ is back in town. God bless you. Oh, Fabio, Myra. Wow. Miley, too. Well, Janelle, thank you. And I think we should learn that because there's a lot of, we don't have a whole lot of songs that speak specifically to this day, this hour, this message, and it's wonderful. So, God be praised.
Que Dios sea alabado.
Well, you preached my sermon, Janelle.
Bueno, ya predicaste mi sermón, Janelle.
So actually,
bueno, de hecho,
this sermon could be actually number 5.
Este sermón podría ser de hecho el número 5.
In that series that I was looking at, Wanted by God.
En esa serie que estaba viendo en Querido por Dios.
Now, again, we were making a distinction.
Ahora nuevamente estamos haciendo una distinción.
We know that, excuse me, millions, perhaps billions, will be outside that city. That's what Brother Branham told us.
Sabemos que muchos y billones estarán fuera de esa ciudad. Eso es lo que el hermano Branham nos dijo.
They will receive faith to believe in the Lord Jesus and the blood of Jesus Christ.
Recibirán fe para creer en el Señor Jesucristo y en la sangre del Señor Jesucristo.
And they will be there.
Y ellos estarán ahí.
For which we are so thankful.
Pero estamos really muy agradecidos.
But you look around you.
Pero miras alrededor tuyo.
And you see.
Y ves.
They're not called to anything more.
Que no son llamados a nada más.
Or deeper.
O más profundo.
Not interested in anything.
No interesados en nada.
And to the idea that there's growth.
En la idea de que hay crecimiento.
That the Lord Jesus has for us.
Que el Señor Jesús tiene para nosotros.
Word upon word.
Palabra sobre palabra.
And many will go to seminary.
Y muchos irán al seminario.
Which the prophet correctly terms cemetery, doesn't he?
Lo cual el profeta claramente dijo cementerio.
Ever learning as Timothy, that was 2 Timothy, 1 Timothy, ever learning but never coming to the knowledge of the truth.
En primera, segunda de Timoteo, siempre aprendiendo pero nunca llegando al conocimiento de la verdad.
So they're learning things.
Entonces están aprendiendo cosas.
But without the Spirit of God.
Pero sin el Espíritu de Dios.
So there is no quickening of the things that they learn.
Entonces no hay avivamiento de las cosas que aprenden.
And it is the quickening of those things that we learn that change the bride and is the power of transformation.
Y hay avivamiento de las cosas que la novia aprende para poder de transformación.
So there's something in her.
Entonces hay algo en ella.
There's word added upon word.
Esa palabra sobre palabra.
But it's given by the Spirit that quickens it.
Que es dada por el Espíritu que lo vivifica.
So there's something.
Entonces hay algo.
And Brother Branham always, one of his main themes was the distinction between the elect and the believer.
Y una gran distinción que hacía el hermano Branham es entre el elegido y el creyente.
So there is an elect.
Entonces hay un elegido.
There is a bride.
Hay una novia.
Because in that person,
porque en esta persona,
that I would call wanted by God,
que llamaré querido por Dios,
they are wanted to become something.
Ellos están queridos para ser, venir a ser algo.
Okay. Now there's again takes us back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
Y trayéndonos de vuelta a 1 Thessalonians capítulo 2.
And you see this in religion.
Y lo ves en la religión.
As a nurse cherishes her children.
Como una nodriza cuida de su bebé.
Think of that.
Piensa al respecto.
Okay, now here's Mother Harlot.
Aquí está la madre ramera.
Okay, and she comforts her children and say, "You're just fine. I love
ella,
you." Right?
Ella cuida a sus niños y les dice, "Estás just, bien, te amo."
Just come to the liturgy. Just solo, light your candle.
Solo
you're
ven a la
just
liturgia.
So sweet, you know.
Enciende tu candela y eres
okay.
Tan lindo.
And I never saw that before just now, but there's that aspect of those scriptures that are very true in the denominational and.
No lo había visto antes, pero es
okay.
Algo tan cierto en las escrituras, en las denominaciones.
But later it says, as a father charges his son.
Pero luego dice, así como el padre cuida a su hijo.
Well, come on, you guys. Would you rather be the kid that is cherished by mama?
Bueno, ¿qué
and
quieren,
comforted
usted?
Always?
¿Quieren que usted siempre sea aquel niño que cuida de su mamá?
Or do
que
you want the eyes of a father saying, come on, son, shape up, you weren't born for this, I got more for you.
O quieren los ojos del papá que diga, vamos, hijos, fuiste creado para algo más, quiero algo más de ti.
And that's the Spirit of God in this day.
Y ese es el Espíritu de Dios para este día.
And some people will say, well, that's a bully dad and I'm going to run away from him, you know.
Bueno, alguna gente diría, bueno, esa es pura muerte, está completamente muerto.
But here is the man again wanted by God.
Pero aquí está el hombre querido por Dios.
Okay, because the man wanted by God.
Porque el hombre querido por Dios
is something where God is dealing with the whole journey.
Es algo con lo que Dios está tratando toda la jornada.
That God takes a man.
Que Dios toma ese hombre.
Okay, let's look at back at the focal point that we started with.
Vamos.
Who did we talk about? Peter.
Vamos de vuelta al punto focal de lo que hablamos.
Okay.
Era Pedro.
No confidence in himself. How could he?
No tenía right? confianza en sí mismo. ¿Cómo podría?
But God saw something different.
Pero Dios dijo algo distinto.
Okay, and isn't that the way with me and you? And we're so thankful for that.
¿Verdad? Yeah. Y no es esa la misma manera yeah. que nos pasó a ti y a mí. Estamos muy agradecidos.
Okay, so God takes a man like that.
Entonces Dios toma a un hombre así.
Perhaps ruled by darkness at times of his life.
Quizás gobernado por tinieblas en ese tiempo de su vida.
And he transforms him.
Y los transforma.
And he might, you know, remember right after he had that revelation.
Y recuerda después que tuvo esa revelación.
Christ,
de Cristo.
He turns around and says, "Oh, be it far from you. You're not going to suffer." Right?
Acerca de Cristo, estando lejos de mí, no sufrirás.
So Jesus turns to him.
Entonces Jesús
the same one that just had the revelation.
El mismo que tuvo la revelación
from the Father,
del Padre.
And looks at him and says, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Yeah.
El mismo que tuvo la revelación se devuelve y dice, "Aléjate de mí, Satanás."
Well, I will gladly hear one part, but I don't want to hear the other part, right?
Oh, quiero felizmente podría oír una parte, pero no la otra, ¿verdad?
So here he takes this man.
Aquí toma este hombre.
And he could be at his unconverted state a transmitter for both spirits.
Y podría estar en su estado de no convertido.
Right? That's just like me and you.
Eso es como tú y yo.
True?
¿Verdad?
Yeah.
Sí.
Oh, you heard something from God.
Oh, escuchaste algo de parte de Dios.
Oh, you were just influenced by the devil.
Oh, fuiste simplemente influenciado por el diablo.
Yeah, correct. Sí. We can all relate to that, can't we?
Correcto. Entonces, ¿cuánto nos podemos relacionar a eso?
But when Jesus says to him, when you are old, somebody else will clothe you and take you where you would not. He's saying there's a time coming in your life.
Pero Jesús dijo que cuando fueses viejo habrá alguien que te ceñirá y habrá un tiempo en tu vida.
Where you will be ruled by light.
Donde serás gobernado por luz.
Now that's not even the end.
Ahora ese no es siquiera es el
What
fin.
Is the end?
¿Cuál es el fin?
Ruling with his Lord in light.
Gobernando con su Señor en luz.
Now that's quite a journey, isn't it?
Esa es una jornada, ¿no es así?
So being ruled by darkness.
Entonces gobernado por tinieblas.
To being ruled by light.
Y gobernado por luz.
To ruling in light.
Para reinar en
Now,
luz.
There's the whole journey.
Hay una
that takes you all the way.
Una jornada que
to
te toma.
Revelation 20, verse 4.
A Apocalipsis 24.
Okay. And they ruled and reigned with him, right?
Y gobernarán y reinarán con él,
okay,
¿verdad?
And Revelation, of course, 21-22, the heavenly city.
Y entramos a Apocalipsis 21-22, que es okay. La ciudad celestial.
Now,
ahora,
the man or woman that he calls,
el hombre o la mujer que él llama,
is that person again we're looking at wanted by God.
Estamos viendo de vuelta al querido por Dios.
To fulfill a certain place.
Para llenar cierto lugar.
In the building or the order of the kingdom of God.
En un edificio o en el orden del reino de Dios.
Okay, these are the men of Hebrews 11.
Bien, este es el hombre de Hebreos 11.
These are the men and women of every single age down through the years that God uses.
Esos son los hombres y mujeres de cada edad que Dios usa.
To be something.
Para hacer algo,
to say something,
decir algo,
that makes a difference in the people around them.
Que haga una diferencia alrededor de la gente a su alrededor.
Okay. It might be just an example of God's power.
Podría ser solo un ejemplo de el poder de Dios.
As you are called to be an example of God's power to transform.
Así como tú has sido llamado para ser un ejemplo del poder de transformador de Dios.
Okay, into the image of his son.
Hacia la imagen de su hijo.
And you know all aren't called to be in that image.
Y sabes que todos hemos sido llamados a estar en esta imagen.
Okay, finally there's people that are called simply to be an example of all that he is. Think of that.
Finalmente, hay unos que son llamados para ser llamados ejemplos de.
And that's his bride.
Esa es su novia.
Okay, so we're going to go for a text and a scripture.
Iremos a un texto y una escritura de su jornada.
To Exodus chapter 15.
En Éxodos 15.
And if you'd stand with me.
Se podría ponerse de pie.
If you can.
Puede.
We're going to start at verse 11.
Empezaremos en el verso 11.
Okay, now what's going on here?
Entonces, ¿qué pasa aquí?
Okay, they just crossed the Red Sea.
Acaban de cruzar el Mar Rojo.
Okay, and God, they're having a Pentecostal service there, as Brother Branham said.
Y están teniendo un servicio pentecostal ahí, es lo que el hermano Branham dijo.
And they're dancing and happy because the Lord delivered them.
Están danzando felices porque el Señor los libertó.
Okay, now look at,
bien,
there's
mire.
Prophecy mixed all through here.
Hay profecía mezclada.
And there's prophecy
y esta profecía
that still is not fulfilled.
Todavía no está cumplida.
Is being fulfilled.
Está siendo cumplida.
You're part of the fulfillment.
Eres parte del cumplimiento.
And it will be fulfilled when we're home at the New Jerusalem.
Y será cumplida cuando estemos en casa, la Nueva Jerusalén.
Okay, look at verse 2.
Mira el verso 2.
Okay. And the Lord is my strength and my song.
Jehová es mi fortaleza y mi cántico.
Notice what he's saying.
Note lo que le está diciendo.
I am not strong.
No soy fuerte.
It's not me.
No soy
it's
yo.
It's God in.
Es
God in me.
Dios dentro. Dios
he,
en mí.
He, Jehovah, J-H-W-H, is my strength.
El Jehová es mi fuerza.
Okay, and my song.
Y mi cántico.
And he has become my salvation.
Y él ha sido mi salvación.
And he is my God.
Y este es mi Dios.
And I will read it out loud with me. I will prepare for him an habitation, my father's God, and I will.
Y lo alabaré, Dios de mi padre, y lo enalteceré.
Okay, now that's Ephesians 2.
Eso es Efesios 2.
That's how Ephesians 2 ends. We are becoming the habitation of an almighty God.
Así es como Efesios 2 termina. Vendremos a ser habitación del Dios todopoderoso.
Okay.
Bien.
Verse 7.
Verso 7.
And in the greatness of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against you.
Con la grandeza de tu poder has derribado a los que se levantaron contra ti.
And he will, and it's going to happen again, right?
Y volverá a pasar, ¿no es así?
Okay.
Bien.
Thou sendest forth thy wrath and consumed them as stubble.
Enviaste tu ira, los consumió como hojarasca.
Now, Brother Branham describes it. Your exit out of this world, going into the millennium, and you're going to walk out on what?
Lo describe como que sales de
ashes
este mundo.
Of what? Okay, there's that verse
e
right
irás
there.
Al milenio, lo describe como cenizas de maldad. Ahí está.
Okay, now we're going down to verse 11.
Yendo al verso 11.
Okay. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like unto thee, glorious in holiness?
¿Quién como tú, oh Jehová, entre los dioses? ¿Quién como tú, magnífico en santidad?
Fearful in praises.
Terrible en maravillosas.
Doing wonders.
Hazañas.
Now look at that phrase there. Glorious in what?
Mira esa frase, glorioso en...
It doesn't say glorious in power, but glorious in holiness.
Magnífico en qué? En santidad.
And it's his holiness.
Y su santidad.
That he's absolutely true to himself and all that he is.
Que es absolutamente lo que él es.
That is the source of all of the things that come out of him.
Es la fuente de todas las cosas que salen de él.
Okay.
Bien.
You, Lord, thou stretched out thy right hand and the earth swallowed them.
Extendiste tu diestra, la tierra los tragó.
Thou, in thy mercy, led forth the people.
Condujiste en tu misericordia este pueblo.
Which you have redeemed.
Que redimiste.
They haven't even started their journey.
Ni siquiera habían empezado la jornada.
See, this is prophecy.
¿Ves? Esto es profecía.
And thou hast guided them in thy strength.
Los llevaste con tu poder.
Unto what?
¿A dónde?
Thy holy habitation. They haven't gotten there yet.
A tu santa morada. No han llegado ni siquiera ahí.
So where is the focus? Hey, you guys, you made yourself holy. You did this and you did it. No. Thou, in thy mercy, okay? Thou, whom thou hast redeemed, you guided them in your strength.
Entonces, ¿dónde está el enfoque? Lo que redimiste, los llevaste con tu poder, con tu fuerza.
Okay, and the people shall hear and be afraid.
Y lo oirán los pueblos y temblarán.
Okay, now the rest you could say, there's a few verses I'm going to skip. I'll say, let's talk about the foolish virgin and the tribulation. Okay, fear and dread. They're going to see the power of God on the bride.
Hablaremos de la Virgen Fatua en la tribulación, se apoderan del dolor.
Now we're going to verse 17.
En el verso 17 vamos.
Thou shalt bring them in. Thou shalt bring them in.
Tú los introducirás.
And thou shalt do, what's the next word?
¿Y los qué?
Plant them. Where? In the mountain of what?
En las okay. Plantarás en los montes de tu heredad.
What is... This is all that he has.
Esto es todo lo que él tiene.
This is all that he has for his pilgrim. It's his inheritance.
Es todo lo que él
it's
tiene
a place.
Heredad.
It's very real.
Es un lugar, es
and
muy
it's
real.
Where he's planting them. He's taking them there.
Y es ahí donde los está plantando, los está
in
llevando.
The place, O Lord, which what?
En
thou
lugar,
hast made for what? For you to dwell in. What's that? The New Jerusalem.
De tu morada que has preparado, Jehová. ¿En dónde? La Nueva Jerusalén.
In the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established.
En el santuario que tus manos, oh Jehová, han afirmado.
And verse 18, would you read it out loud with me?
El 18.
The Lord shall reign forever and ever. Amen.
Jehová reinará eternamente y para siempre. Amen.
Okay. And again, this is prophecy.
Esto es profecía.
This is God leading his people.
Este es Dios liderando a su gente.
Come on, you guys.
Vamos.
Please.
Por favor.
I'm afraid some of you aren't with me on this.
Temo que algunos de ustedes no están
some of you
esto.
In your conversation,
algunos de ustedes en su conversación,
you need to grow up.
Necesitan crecer.
This is a journey.
Esta es una jornada.
This is a process.
Es un proceso.
If you are satisfied being a Baptist, you will remain a Baptist.
Si eres satisfecho siendo un Bautista,
if you are
Bautista.
Satisfied being a Pentecostal, you will remain a Pentecostal.
Si estás satisfecho siendo un Pentecostal,
if you are satisfied, Jesus saved me.
Si eres
and that's enough. Then that's enough for you. And that's all you will receive.
Es suficiente para ti, eso es todo lo que
there
recibirás.
Is a bride
hay una novia
that says,
que dice,
I'm only satisfied when you've given me everything that there is to give me.
Solamente estaré satisfecho cuando me hayas dado todo lo que tienes que darme.
And I know we're here.
Y sabemos que estamos aquí.
Because the last seed isn't in.
Porque la última semilla no está.
And according to the prophet,
y acuerdo al profeta,
I still don't have perfect faith or else I'd be out of here.
Todavía no tengo fe perfecta, lo contrario,
right?
Si estuviera fuera de aquí.
The only thing holding up the rapture is the readiness of the bride. Well, we must not be ready yet.
La única cosa que está reteniendo el rapto es la preparación de la novia.
And he can't go.
No puedes irte.
We can't go until she's perfectly right. Now, that's exactly his words.
Hasta que ella está perfectamente bien, ¿no es así?
There's a journey, brothers.
Hay una jornada.
There's
hermano.
A becoming.
Hay un venir.
There's something for us.
Hay algo para
There's
nosotros.
Something he has to do.
Hay algo que él tiene
There's
que hacer.
Something you cannot do.
Hay algo que tú no
we cannot
hacer.
Do.
No podemos
None
hacer.
Of us can do.
Nadie
that only God can do.
Solamente Dios
and he
hacer.
Wants to do it.
Y él lo quiere hacer.
And he's looking for a people, will you just believe me?
Está buscando por gente que diga, solamente
will you just
¿me creerías?
Open your hearts?
¿Podrías abrir tu corazón?
Will you look into the word?
¿Podrías ver a
Will
la palabra?
You search to see what's there?
Y buscar y ver lo que está ahí.
Okay.
Muy bien.
Now, Brother Branham says,
ahora el hermano Branham
he's
dice,
here.
Está aquí.
And he says, how will they know unless they're constantly seeking?
¿Cómo lo sabrán si ni
siquiera
si al menos que lo estén constantemente buscando?
Okay.
Él dice.
What does this mean to you?
¿Qué significa esto para ti?
Oh, I haven't listened to a tape this week. I should, I guess.
Oh, no he escuchado esas cintas. ¿Por qué?
Let's dust it off.
O vamos a desempolvarlas.
No, there is something.
Hay algo.
There is a journey.
Hay una jornada.
There is a building of word.
Hay una construcción de palabra.
Go back to the message.
Yendo de vuelta al mensaje.
Rapture chapter 2.
Rapto capítulo 2.
What? Thank you.
Las cosas que han de ser.
Okay, you add word on top of word on top of word over and over rapture in those messages, right?
Suposiciones, palabras sobre palabra.
For
rapto.
What? For head knowledge?
¿Para qué? Para el conocimiento
no,
de la cabeza.
Says, till she comes to the full stature of the bride of Jesus.
No, para
Christ.
Que ella venga la
right?
Plenitud de
Did
Jesus
he say Christ. Those things or didn't he?
Dice esas
are they
cosas
true or are they not true?
¿Son verdad o no
is the
son?
Word vindicated or is it not?
¿Es la palabra vindicada o no?
Then there's something he says, come on, let's take another spiritual step.
Entonces hay algo que dice, tomemos
let's
otro
grow
paso
up.
Espiritual.
It's
Crescamos.
The voice of the Holy Spirit tutor.
Dejemos que la voz del Espíritu Santo nos tutoree.
Okay, how's the kids doing?
¿Cómo los niños están haciendo?
Well, they didn't do too good today.
Bueno, ellos no se están portando muy bien.
Well, go charge them.
Bueno, ve y castígalos.
As the father charges his son.
Así como el padre castiga
come
a los hijos.
Son,
vamos,
gives
hijo.
You a good swift kick.
Vamos a.
And so I expect more out of you.
Corrígelos, espero algo más de ti.
Because I have everything you need. You're not looking in the right places.
Porque tengo todo lo que necesitas
You're
y no estás buscando en lugares correctos.
The right voices.
No estás escuchando las voces correctas.
Come on.
Vamos.
There's something I have.
Hay algo que yo tengo.
I will do.
¿Qué haré?
Let me
Déjame.
Have my place.
Tomar mi
so
lugar.
I can do it.
Así que lo
true or not true.
¿Verdad o no?
It's him.
Ese es él.
It's not a matter of being good enough.
No es una cuestión de ser suficiente bueno.
Now, I have several alarming
Tengo muchas cosas alarmantes.
To me, they're alarming. Quotes from the prophet.
Muchas citas que me alarman del profeta.
That a person could take wrong.
Una persona podría tomar erróneo.
And absolutely go to license for sin.
Y absolutamente podría
okay.
tomar una licencia para pecar.
But Brother Branham's trying to tell you something.
Pero el hermano Branham trata de decirte algo.
Okay, here, I think, let me read this to you,
Aquí,
okay?
Déjame leer esto para ti.
And I found so many things like this.
Y encontré muchas cosas como esta.
Well, here's one. I just
una.
Had this. Because we're talking about birthright today.
Porque estamos hablando
to,
de primogenitura
hope,
hoy.
And we're going to talk about because of birthright first fruits.
Hablando de los primeros frutos de la primogenitura.
This is from Paradox 1964.
De la paradoja del 64.
You know what the life is?
¿Saben qué la vida es?
Question mark. It's the Holy Spirit.
Es el Espíritu Santo.
If you haven't received the Holy Spirit in you,
si no has recibido el Espíritu Santo en ti,
which is the life that was in the first plant that he raised up.
Lo cual es la vida que estaba en la primer planta.
Okay?
Que resucitó.
Christ.
Cristo.
First fruits of them that sleep.
El primer fruto de esos que durmieron.
Now, if that life was in him,
ahora, si esa vida estaba en él,
that same spirit
ese mismo espíritu
is not in you,
y no está en ti,
Listen to this.
Escuche esto.
No matter how nice you try to be,
no importa cuán amable tú trates de ser,
you can't come forth.
No puedes resucitar.
Now, this is alarming.
Esto es alarmante.
Because the denominational world,
porque el mundo denominacional,
you go to church week after week and let's be a nice person.
Ellos van a la iglesia semana tras semana y sea una persona amable.
Isn't that their focus?
¿Verdad o no? ¿Es eso su enfoque?
Let me be a better citizen, a better husband, better wife.
Déjame
me
ser
this,
un mejor
right?
ciudadano, esposo, esposa.
Do they go beyond that much?
¿Van más allá de eso?
No.
No.
It's improvement.
Es mejora.
It's self-improvement, isn't
es mejora propia.
Right or wrong?
¿Verdad o no?
Here he's saying,
él aquí está diciendo,
along with so many other quotes, I know it's in
junto con otras citas,
Rising of the Sun,
El Nacer del Sol,
it's not what you stop doing,
es no lo que tú paras de hacer,
or what you start doing,
o lo que empieces a hacer,
it's that life,
es esa vida.
He says, if you don't have that life,
y dice, si tú no tienes esa
even
vida,
with a perfect doctrine, he says, don't worry, you won't be there.
Incluso con la doctrina perfecta, tú no estarás allí.
Right?
¿Verdad?
Okay, now listen.
Ahora escuche.
This is one I've been mulling over these. Okay.
Esto es lo que he estado.
This is from the message in 1951.
Del mensaje del 51.
Our hope is in God.
Nuestra esperanza está en Dios.
He's talking about being unworthy.
Está hablando de ser inmerecedor.
Unworthy is right, Lord.
Inmerecedor es correcto, Señor.
But if you were looking for holy hands tonight, where would you find them?
Pero si estás buscando manos santas esta noche, ¿dónde las encontrarás? ¿No es eso interesante?
Uh-huh. We've all sinned.
Todos hemos pecado.
And come short of the glory.
Y nos hemos alejado de la gloria.
But oh, how we're encouraged.
Oh, pero cómo hemos sido motivados.
To read in the scripture.
A leer en la escritura.
That Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are.
Que Elías era un hombre sujeto a pasiones como lo somos nosotros.
Listen,
escuche,
this might stumble you.
Esto quizás te mueva.
It wasn't his morals.
No eran sus morales.
Is the prophet advocating immorality?
El profeta advocando inmoralidad.
You know that he isn't.
Tú sabes que él no es.
Right?
¿Verdad?
It's not yours.
Eso no es tuyo.
Tim.
Es él.
Okay, let me read it. Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are.
Elías era un hombre sujeto a pasiones como nosotros.
It wasn't his morals.
No eran sus morales.
It is what you called him to be.
Es lo que tú le llamas a él.
And
ser.
What he did with the gift you gave him.
Y lo que él hizo con el regalo que le dio.
The whole world.
Todo el mundo.
Is trying to improve their moral standards.
Está tratando de mejorar sus estándares
without
morales.
The word and they won't do it.
Sin la palabra y ellos no lo harán.
Listen, it
escuche,
won't happen.
No pasará.
And here he says, here's a man.
Y aquí dice, aquí hay un hombre.
With passions just like every one of us do.
Con pasiones, así como cualquiera
okay.
de nosotros.
But he, look what he did with the promise that God gave him.
Pero mire qué hizo con la promesa que Dios le dio.
Now is he excusing sin? Do you think the prophet would do that? Never.
Ahora, excusándolo
but
a él, ¿cree que profetaría eso?
But you put things in proper order
nunca.
And perspective, that it has to be God, it has to be his word.
Él lo dijo en una perspectiva que tiene que ser Dios, su palabra.
Listen, brothers and sisters.
Escucha, hermanos, hermanas.
It's a journey.
Es una jornada.
It's a process.
Es un proceso.
Okay? You can tell him you don't want it, and he'll say, no problem, you don't have to go.
Me puedes decir que tú no lo quieres, no hay problema, no tienes que ir.
But like Brother Branham says, go out and do what you were going to do.
Y así como el hermano Branham dijo, ve afuera y haz lo que debas, quieras hacer.
He says, because you're only going to do what you're ordained to do anyway.
Porque solamente harás lo que estás ordenado
right?
a hacer de todas
you've
maneras.
You heard him say that.
Él lo dijo.
Yeah. Okay.
Muy bien.
So, we're looking at this process.
Mirando este proceso. En el que estamos.
And a lot of people, quite frankly, Sister Janelle, won't like your song.
Y como mucha gente, hermano Leonel, no le gustaría tu canción.
What are you talking about? That's the waters of separation.
¿De qué estás hablando? Esas son las aguas de separación.
Jesus died on the cross. That's all I need.
Jesús murió en la cruz, eso es todo lo que necesito.
Okay.
Muy bien.
But we love it.
Pero lo amamos.
Yeah.
Sí.
Because it is.
Porque así es.
We see the working of the Holy Spirit.
Vemos el obrar del Espíritu Santo.
So, this word today.
Entonces esta palabra hoy.
Was birthed out of a call from the Lord into my heart to go back to the message Thinking Man's Filter.
Fue engendrada del corazón.
I was in there also.
Para ir de vuelta al filtro de un hombre que piensa, ahí también estaba yo.
And my first split second thought was, hey, I've already been there. My second thought was, yes, Lord.
Mi primer pensamiento fue, ya he estado ahí. Mi segundo, sí, Señor.
As I obeyed and listened to him, he made me transfixed on a word that I had passed over.
Obedecí y para escuchar esta palabra que había pasado anteriormente.
Without hardly any attention to it or thought, and that word is birthright.
Que ni siquiera le había puesto mucha atención y esa palabra es primogenitura.
Now, you all know, what's that word birthright mean?
¿Qué esa palabra primogenitura o derecho de nacimiento significa?
Derek. Right of the firstborn.
El derecho del primogénito.
Are you firstborn?
Oh, ¿eres primogénito?
Derek, are you firstborn?
Derek, ¿eres primogénito?
No.
No.
The first. It's the firstborn. We'll get into the scriptures.
It was,
but it isn't for you. Thank God. Because most of us aren't firstborn, right?
La mayoría de nosotros no somos
primogénitos. But there's something here. Okay.
Pero hay algo aquí.
Used in the whole of Scripture only 10 times.
Usando todas las escrituras solamente 10 veces.
It's in 9 verses, so one verse has it twice.
Está en 9 versículos y solo uno la tiene 2.
Only one time in the New Testament.
Solo una vez en el Nuevo Testamento.
But our prophet speaks of it 108 times.
Pero nuestro profeta lo habla 108 veces.
And always in reference to the fact that there is a bread of life.
Y siempre refiriéndose a que hay un pan de vida.
Brought forth to the elect in this day.
Traído a los elegidos para este día.
To bring forth the bride.
Para traer a la novia,
present him to his son,
a ser presentada a su hijo,
by the fulfilling of the scriptures of this time,
para el cumplimiento de las escrituras de este tiempo.
Okay, Malachi 4, Luke 17:30.
Malaquías 4, Lucas 17:30.
To the world is foolishness, to us it is life.
Para algunos es tontería, para otros es, para nosotros es vida.
So I want you to think.
Quiero que pienses.
Think Melchizedek.
Piense en Melchizedek.
Did he go to everybody?
Fue a
he
todos.
Went to Abraham.
Él fue a Abraham.
Who was Abraham?
¿Quién era Abraham?
Nobody.
Nadie.
But he was given a promise.
Pero le había sido dado una promesa.
He was the covenant holder.
Y era el sostenedor del
he
pacto.
He went to the covenant holder and he said, "Blessed are you, Abraham of the Most High God."
Él retuvo el pacto que decía, "Bendito eres tú, Abraham, sirviente del Dios Todopoderoso."
And the bride of Jesus Christ,
y la novia del Señor Jesucristo,
you,
tú,
receive the same blessings from Almighty God.
Recibes las mismas bendiciones del Dios Todopoderoso.
Did you or did you not? Blessed are you, little bride of the Most High God.
Bendita eres tú, pequeña novia del Dios Todopoderoso.
Okay. And then also he brought forth bread and wine to Abraham.
Y también trajo pan y vino a Abraham.
Who is this Melchizedek?
¿Quién es este Melchizedek?
Who is here? That brings forth the bread of life,
que trae el pan de vida,
and the wine of the Holy Spirit stimulation to feed the bride in this day.
Y el vino del Espíritu Santo para alimentar y estimular a la novia este día.
Look at God unveiled.
Miren a Dios develado.
Think these thoughts.
Pensar
when
estos
you're
pensamientos.
Thinking of birthright,
donde piensas en
God unveiled that we might behold him and be made like him. Because 1 Corinthians chapter 3,
Primera de Corintios 3,
last verse,
último verso.
You become in the image of the thing that you're beholding.
Tú vendrás a ser la imagen de cualquier cosa que estás reteniendo.
Baptists look to Baptists.
Baptistas eran bautistas.
And Baptists bring forth Baptists.
Y bautistas traerán bautistas. Es todo lo que hace.
If you look at only, okay?
Si solo ves a
only past tense.
Al
to Calvary.
El
that's
pasado.
Wonderful.
Al Calvario. Eso es hermoso.
But that's not enough.
Pero no es suficiente.
Come on.
Vamos.
What did Jesus Christ in this day say?
¿Qué Jesucristo dijo en este
through
día?
Through his prophet
a su profeta.
They'll let you talk about Jesus all day long.
Ellos te dejarán hablar de Jesús todo el día.
Just not today.
Pero no para hoy.
But we see him in the power of his resurrection.
Y lo vemos a él en el poder de su resurrección.
Okay.
Muy bien.
We see Jesus Christ unveiled.
Vemos a Jesucristo develado.
So there's two parts.
Hay dos partes.
That we'll try to get to. We'll see how far we go.
Que trataré de llegar.
Number one.
Número uno.
The birthright is that of the firstborn.
La primogenitura es del primogénito, según el
Dios.
Y por elección y gracia,
part of that firstborn.
Somos parte de ese primogénito.
You're in him.
Tú estás
you're
en él.
With him.
Tú estás con él.
As Romans 8 tells us,
es como nos dice Romanos 8.
Heirs of God,
son herederos de Dios.
Joint heirs with Jesus Christ.
Y unidos a Jesucristo.
You're with me so far? Birthright. Unusual word for this end time. Okay.
Primogenitura, una palabra inusual para este tiempo del
Brother Branham,
hermano Branham,
speaking,
hablando
1960,
en el 60,
hearing, recognizing, acting on the word.
Escuchando, reconociendo y actuando en la palabra.
Did you hear what he said?
¿Escuché lo que dije?
What did you say?
¿Qué dijo?
You're just hearing and that's enough?
¿Acaso solo escuchar es suficiente?
No, what did he say?
¿Qué dijo?
Hearing, recognizing, and what?
Acting. Escuchando, reconociendo y
journey,
actuando. Es una jornada, hermanos y hermanas.
Someplace he wants to take you.
Ese es el lugar donde
he
te quiere llevar.
Let him take you. Okay.
Muy bien.
He's talking about obtaining the birthright.
Hablando acerca de obtener la primogenitura.
He says, but that spiritual seed of the living God.
Él dice, pero la simiente espiritual del
Dios poderoso. Though it has to be a sojourner. There you go. It has to be, the seed of God has to be a sojourner.
Right here. La semilla de Dios tiene que ser una acompañante de jornada.
Though it has to be a rambler, person who walks in journey.
Una persona que también tiene que ser una persona que camina en la jornada.
It always causes separation.
Siempre causa separación.
Esau didn't last very long with Jacob.
Esaú no duró mucho con Jacob.
And as soon as Jacob obtained the birthright, praise God, it called for separation.
Y cuando Jacob obtuvo la primogenitura, él se separó.
And when a man,
y cuando un hombre,
I don't care what church you belong to,
no me importa qué iglesia pertenezca,
if it's carnal,
si es carnal,
the church,
la iglesia,
and your associations that you run with,
y las asociaciones con las que tú estás,
the people you play cards with,
las gentes con las que juegas cartas,
your literature societies and so forth,
tus sociedades de literatura y más allá,
when you obtain the birthright,
cuando obtienes la primogenitura,
that's something down in your heart that's hungering for God.
Es algo ahí en tu corazón que está hambriento de Dios.
And when you receive it,
y cuando lo recibes,
it calls for separation.
Llama a separación.
Come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord.
Sal de ellos y sepárate, dice el Señor.
So here he's talking to Pentecostal people.
Aquí les habla la gente pentecostal.
And they say, there's something today,
hay
in
algo
this day,
en este día,
when you separate or when you be here, obtain a birthright, it takes you places that other people won't go.
Donde estás separado,
right?
Y obtienes derechos de primogenitura donde otra gente quiere llegar.
Okay, and it's going to cause a separation from the people that won't go there.
Una separación donde gente no querrá ir.
From thinking man's filter.
Del filtro de un hombre que piensa.
This is one of them, Sister Janelle. Okay. This is paragraph 167, if you want to look it up.
En el párrafo 167,
and if a denominational minister hears this,
si un ministro denominacional oye esto,
I hope he takes the thinking man's filter.
Espero que él tome el filtro de un hombre pensante.
Okay, if he's a denominational minister,
si es un ministro de la denominación,
okay, if he's a denominational minister, then he'll throw down that denominational pack that's sure to perish.
Luego arrojará ese paquete denominacional que seguramente perecerá.
Because it's the word of man.
Porque es la palabra del hombre.
And accept God's filtered word.
Y aceptar la palabra filtrada de Dios.
That can never fail or pass away.
Que nunca puede fallar ni pasar.
God's filtered word.
La palabra filtrada de Dios.
God's vindicated word.
La palabra vindicada de Dios.
And it will suit the holy man's taste.
Y se adaptará al gusto del hombre santo.
And,
y,
like Jacob,
como Jacob,
will sacrifice all the world and the appetites of every denomination or fame that there is in the world.
Sacrificará todo el mundo y los apetitos de toda denominación o fama que hay en el mundo.
Where you can be a bishop.
Donde puede ser un obispo.
You can be a cardinal.
O un cardenal.
You can be a state presbyter.
Puede ser un estado presbítero.
Or a pastor of some great church.
O un pastor de una gran iglesia.
Man wants notoriety, doesn't he? Does he know that's death?
¿Sabe eso?
Yeah. You'll sacrifice everything there is.
Sacrificarás todo lo que hay.
Not like Esau.
No como Esaú.
To become part of the world.
Para ser parte del mundo.
But like Jacob.
Pero como Jacob.
You'll give everything you got.
Darás todo lo que tienes.
To obtain the birthright.
Para obtener la primogenitura.
Listen to this.
Escuche esto.
And he defines what he's talking about.
Y define lo que él está
What's
hablando.
The birthright?
¿Qué es la primogenitura?
The filter of the thinking man.
El filtro de un hombre que piensa.
Do you know what he just told you there?
¿Sabes lo que te acabo de decir?
What have we been talking about?
¿De qué hemos estado hablando?
What's going on?
¿Qué está pasando?
What is the Holy Spirit doing?
¿Qué está haciendo el Espíritu
How
Santo?
Is he cleansing you?
¿Cómo te está limpiando?
And cleansing my conscience.
Está limpiando mi conciencia.
Cleansing my reasoning.
Limpiando mi razonamiento.
And cleansing my affections.
Limpiando mis afecciones.
And cleansing my memories.
Mi memoria.
There's your birthright.
Ahí está tu primogenitura.
You're a Jacob.
Aquí está Jacob.
You have the promise of the Father.
Tú tienes la promesa del Padre.
To me, this is an astounding statement.
Para mí, esta es una declaración grandiosa.
Let me read it again.
Déjame leerlo nuevamente.
Okay, but like Jacob,
pero como Jacob,
you'll give everything that you've got to obtain the birthright. Obtain it. Obtain the birthright.
Darás todo lo que tienes para obtener la primogenitura.
The filter of the thinking man.
El filtro de un hombre que piensa.
It'll give you a holy man's taste.
Porque te dará el gusto de un hombre santo.
Listen to this, and it will satisfy.
Escucha esto, te satisfacerá.
It will satisfy.
Y será satisfactorio.
It will sanctify.
Y santificará.
It will sanctify.
Santificará.
Cleansing, cleansing, clean, cleaner, cleanest, cleaner.
Limpieza,
right?
Limpieza, limpio, limpio, limpiecísimo.
Listen, do you know what Escucha. God is doing?
¿Sabes tú lo que Dios está haciendo?
Man fell.
El hombre falla.
And Brother Branham says man was left to shift for himself.
Y el hermano Branham dice, el hombre fue dejado solo.
Okay. And what did he lose?
¿Y qué perdió?
He lost his long-range vision. Right?
Perdió su visión de largo alcance.
And so he approaches us every day.
Y él se aproxima
he approaches
cada día.
Us every situation. Because his long range vision of faith has gone.
Aborda cada
and
situación.
So he uses his own mind. How do I get through this situation?
Porque su visión de largo alcance se ha ido. Entonces dice, ¿cómo llego a esta situación?
Here's a man, here's an animal, I'll kill it. Right? What did Cain do right afterwards? Right afterwards he goes out and kills somebody.
¿Qué hizo
Another
Caín?
Person, right?
Después. Fue y mató a alguien.
Because of his mind.
Por causa de su mente.
1 John 3, 21.
3.
And why did Cain?
21.
Huh?
¿Y por
Who
qué
was
Caín?
Of the evil one? Why did he slay Abel? Because his works were evil.
Porque era el maligno.
What was his evil works?
Porque era, sus obras eran malignas.
No revelation.
Porque sus obras eran
I'm mal. Worshiping God.
No tenía
I'm
revelación.
Serving God.
Yo
but
soy...
I'm serving him here. Oh, I think this should do it.
Adoro.
Oh, I think he would accept this.
Yo estoy adorando
Correct?
A Dios, sirviéndole.
His
Creo
works were
que
what?
Él aceptaría eso, ¿correcto?
Evil.
Sus obras eran qué?
Worshiping God outside of the revelation.
Adorando a Dios fuera de la revelación.
There's the thing.
Ahí hay una cosa.
Man, so here is man.
El hombre, okay. Aquí está el hombre.
I'm just this just sort of occurred to me. He, okay, there he was in the garden.
En el jardín.
Beautiful.
Hermoso.
What? Just like his father.
Como.
Come on.
Como su padre, vamos.
The only difference.
La única diferencia.
Is he at the beginning? He was created.
Es que
Adam.
Uno, en el
okay,
inicio,
the first Adam. Adam. What was he like in the garden?
Adam. Como
Just
era
like
Adam.
His father.
Justo como su padre.
Right.
¿Verdad?
And the fell came. Right.
Y la caída vino.
And this all became black, brothers and sisters.
Y todo esto vino a ser negro.
And all of them, okay, so God keeps working and working and working and working and working.
Y Dios
and all of a sudden the blood of Jesus Christ comes.
Continúa orando,
and says,
orando,
I'm going to claim this.
Y la sangre
as
de Cristo
mine.
Viene y reclama esto. Y dice,
I'm going to have access into that darkness.
No tengo acceso a esa, uh-huh. a esa
so he starts and he grants him repentance. And there's a little hole, and it becomes white, but it's not done.
Y él otorga arrepentimiento, y es blanco, pero no es suficiente.
And so here comes sanctification, and more comes.
Y aquí viene
here
la
comes the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Y más viene, y aquí está el bautismo del Espíritu
comes.
Santo, y más viene.
Here comes, finally, at the end of the age, the message of the hour.
Y viene
and at the message of the hour, do you know what God's saying?
El mensaje de la hora.
Let's clean
dice,
you all up and take you back dice, to Adam.
Vamos, te vamos a limpiar completamente y te llevaremos de
vuelta. Can that be?
¿Puede
Can
ser?
That happen?
¿Puede pasar?
Is it possible?
¿Es
Is this something God wants?
¿Es algo que
Do you
quiere?
Think he'll do it? He's going to do it.
Él hará.
In somebody.
En alguien.
There you go.
Ahí está.
Not just part.
No una
And
parte.
That's why.
Y es por eso.
All of these messages.
Todos estos mensajes.
Okay.
Muy bien.
What is it? Justification.
¿Qué es? Justificación.
Okay, and he, Brother Branham goes to Romans 5.
Y el hermano
justified
Branham
by faith.
A Romanos 5.
Then he goes to Hebrews chapter 12, I believe it is.
Y luego a
Jesus
12.
Going out with the outside of the camp to sanctify the people with his blood. That's a scripture that he uses for the second work of grace.
Y viene Jesús y santifica a la gente
okay?
con su sangre.
And then of course Acts 2.
Y en
the
Hechos
baptism
2.
Of the Holy Spirit.
El bautismo del Espíritu Santo.
Okay. But I got to read this.
Quiero leer esto.
So, right along with this,
justo, junto
okay,
con esto,
you're familiar with this quote. It's from
está familiarizado con esta cita.
Desperations, right after the token.
Es de desesperación justo
Listen
después de
me.
La señal.
We're talking journey.
Estamos hablando jornada.
We're talking process.
Hablando proceso.
Okay, we're not talking about improving my morals.
No estamos hablando de
we're
mejorar
talking
mis
about
morales.
The word of God.
Estamos hablando de la palabra de Dios.
Coming in our hearts.
Viniendo a nuestros corazones.
Now you're cleaned.
Ahora eres limpio.
Because you built walls around your house and shut out the world and shaved the top of your head and wore little brown robes, right?
Construyes paredes en tu casa y pones
Oh, and by the way, you outdid it. You became celibate. Right? Elijah was he celibate? He was a man of passion, same as you and I. It wasn't his morals he looked at, but he believed God.
Elías era un hombre de sujeto a
pasiones, oh, man, would that stumble a million people, wouldn't
oh,
it, brother?
Hombre, ¿acaso eso no sacudiría huh? a mucha gente?
Wouldn't it stumble them?
No lo sacudiría.
And others will take what the prophet said and go into perversion with it, because that's where their minds and hearts are.
Entonces, tomaremos todo lo que el profeta dijo y iremos
but we
a
know what he's talking about. We know what he's saying.
Pero sabemos que lo que pensó y lo
so
que
here,
diciendo, aquí,
Pentecost,
en Pentecostés,
this is where you failed.
Aquí es donde fallaron.
But you thought because you were born of the Spirit.
Tú pensaste que porque eras nacido del Espíritu.
Born of the Spirit of God.
Nacido del Espíritu de
the
Dios.
The birthright. Holy Ghost baptism.
La primogenitura, el bautismo del Espíritu
you
Santo.
You thought that settled it.
Y creíste
There
que
go,
eso
Russ.
Lo cumplía todo.
But that only starts it.
Pero simplemente lo
the
empieza.
The baptism of the Holy Ghost just starts your journey.
El bautismo del Espíritu Santo solo
okay.
empieza tu jornada.
You remember in the message, hear ye him.
Recuerda en el mensaje, escúchale tú a él.
How that the child, after it was born in the family,
como el bebé después nacido en la familia,
became a son.
Viene a ser un hijo.
It had a rights to the birthright.
Que tiene los derechos a la primogenitura.
Okay.
Muy bien.
But it had still had to be proven.
Pero todavía tiene
it
que ser
had
probado.
To be child trained.
Tiene que ser
There you go.
Educado.
Galatians chapter 4.
En Galatas
Here we
4.
Are.
Aquí estamos.
Here's this day.
Aquí está
It's
este
a process,
día.
Brother.
Es un proceso, hermanos.
The baptism of the Holy Ghost just starts your journey.
El
Let's
bautismo
keep
del Espíritu
walking.
Santo solo empieza
There's
tu
more.
Jornada. Continuamos
okay.
caminando, hay más.
Baptism, come on, we'll go back to future home.
Vamos, de vuelta a futuro hogar.
He cleanses the earth the same way he cleanses you.
Él limpia la tierra de la misma
What's
manera que
doing?
Te limpia a ti.
He's getting it ready for the New Jerusalem.
Nos está preparando para la Nueva Jerusalén.
What's the last thing he does to you?
¿Qué es la última cosa que él te hace?
Baptism not of the Holy Ghost.
Bautismo,
only,
no el Espíritu
but
Santo.
The baptism of what?
Pero el bautismo
Fire.
Fuego.
This is what we need.
Esto es lo que necesitamos.
This is where we're at.
Es aquí donde
the
estamos.
Final cleansing.
La limpieza
you
final.
Heard that quote I read a couple weeks ago.
¿Recuerdas esa cita que leí
okay,
unas semanas atrás?
Burning out.
Es la quemadura.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Here Okay. Aquí. 1964, then he goes to 65,
va a 65.
Thinking man's filter.
El filtro, un hombre
this
que
is
piensa.
The waters of separation.
Estas son las aguas de separación.
This is the thing that separates you from your sin.
Estas son las cosas que te separan de tu pecado.
Prophet, what in the world are you trying to tell us?
Profeta, ¿qué en el mundo me estás
Why
tratando
do
decir?
You say that here?
¿Por qué dices esas cosas?
Why do you say that when you said,
¿Por qué dices esas cosas
the blood of Jesus Christ?
¿Qué es la sangre de Cristo?
Because we know where the blood is.
Porque sabemos
we
dónde la sangre
what
está.
The blood is.
Sabemos qué
and
la sangre
we know
es.
That the blood is the word,
y sabemos
and
que
the
la
word
sangre
still cleansing and more cleansing and more cleansing and Jesus tells his disciples
y Jesús le dice a sus discípulos,
you are now clean through the word that I have spoken
ahora
to you.
Ha sido limpiado a través de la palabra que he hablado.
Is that what he said?
Eso es lo que él dice.
And what did Jesus say?
¿Y qué dijo Jesús?
In John 17,
en Juan 17,
Father, sanctify them
Padre,
through
santifícalos.
Oh, exercises of unholiness.
Oh, ejercítalos en la santidad.
Oh, they're going to quit drinking and smoking and they're going to do this and they're going to do that and they're going
ellos renunciarán a fumar y beber y harán esto y lo otro.
And you'll just love those little brown robes and shaven heads, you know?
Oh, usted simplemente ama yeah. esas gabanes cafés y cabezas rasuradas.
Those little black gowns that the nuns wear.
O esas
oh, and we're celibate,
sotanas
we're
negras
holy.
Que las monjas usan.
What's that have to do with it?
¿Qué tiene huh? eso que ver?
Do you see where carnal man takes these things?
¿Sabe dónde el hombre carnal huh? toma estas cosas?
No.
Oh.
You be careful.
Tenga cuidado.
What the Holy Spirit does with these things, they're all absolutely truth.
Porque el Espíritu Santo hace esas cosas que son absolutamente verdad.
Listen.
Escuche.
The Holy Ghost baptism only starts the journey.
El bautismo del Espíritu Santo solamente inicia la jornada.
And Jesus again, John 17.
Jesús nuevamente en Juan 17.
Sanctify them through thy what, brothers and sisters?
Santifícalos a través de qué?
Thy word is truth. So what sanctifies you?
Esa palabra es verdad. Esa palabra te santificará.
Your self-control? No. The truth sanctifies you.
Tu propio control? No.
Jesus, John 15, now you are clean through the word. Huh?
Él dijo,
the word cleans.
Eres limpiado por
so
la palabra.
Here is what
la palabra
God is doing.
Aquí es lo que el Padre está haciendo.
When man became all black, he says no.
Cuando el hombre vino a ser
okay.
todo negro,
the
dijo,
Pentecostals,
no.
the Baptists, they'll have white holes there. But it is the bride of Jesus Christ where all of this will be erased like Adam.
Es la novia de Jesucristo que será exactamente como Adam, ¿verdad?
Do you think he can do that?
¿Crees que él la puede hacer
do you think
eso?
He wants to do it?
¿Crees que quiere hacer
he
eso?
He will do that.
Él lo hará.
That you can be him.
Puedes para que puedas
we sing it all the time, but nobody believes it.
Lo ves todo el tiempo, pero nadie lo cree.
We believe it.
Nosotros lo creemos.
He became me.
Y él vino a ser yo.
I become him.
Para que yo fuese él.
Scripture says that you might become the very righteousness of God. Did it say that?
La escritura dice que tú
Isn't
vendrás a ser la mismísima justicia
the righteousness.
De Dios.
But they don't know the process.
Pero ellos no saben el proceso.
And the process came through a little Kentucky hillbilly. Oh, we don't like that name. We don't like that man.
Y el proceso
we don't
vino
like
a través
grammar.
De una pequeña
we don't like his taste.
De Kentucky. Oh, no,
and he lost his
no
anointing, you know. You know, he got so absurd in his old age, the things that he was saying. Oh, he had the gall to speak against denominations.
Él tuvo que ser llamado para hablar en contra de las denominaciones.
And you know what he was saying? You got to hear me.
¿Y sabes qué estaba diciendo? Tienes que escucharme.
How dare he say something like that?
¿Cómo se atreve él a decir algo
he
así?
He says, do you know that he's referring to his ministry? He says, this is God unveiled.
¿Sabes cómo él está refiriéndose a su ministerio?
Like
ese es Dios develado. ¿Cómo se atreve a decir
yeah.
eso?
Can't you see he lost his anointing?
¿No puedes ver que él ama su unción?
Remember, last week,
¿recuerda la última
Abraham
semana?
Always saw,
Abraham siempre vio
by the grace of God,
la gracia de Dios,
the manifestation of God,
la manifestación de Dios.
Genesis 11, Genesis 12,
en
Genesis
12.
15, Genesis 17, Genesis
en el 15,
18,
en el
Genesis
19,
20, 19, I mean, 20, all along,
todo
every single
ahí.
Time. And what do you see?
¿Y qué ves?
Jesus said in John,
Jesús
what
dijo,
is it, chapter 8?
En Juan 8.
He rejoiced to see my day.
Regocíjate.
And he saw it. And he was glad. He
y él
saw
vio.
Him. And y, when he saw him, he saw the way.
Y cuando él lo vio, vio el camino, la verdad y la vida.
And he said, here, I saw the way home.
Regocíjate de ver mi camino. Hey, vi mi camino a casa.
Yeah. And he showed me the way home.
Él me mostró el camino a casa.
And he saw home.
Y él vio el hogar.
He did.
Él lo hizo.
And he was always looking for it.
Y siempre estaba viendo.
And you know what he said?
¿Y sabe qué dijo?
You're going to be looking for it too.
Tú estarás también buscándolo.
Because nothing down here is going to satisfy you.
Porque nada aquí abajo te satisfacerá.
This is beautiful.
Esto
es hermoso. I got so too much to do. Can I didn't even get to Genesis 25 yet, but we'll start next week. Thank you, Lord.
Gracias, Señor.
I love it.
Lo amo.
We saw the way home.
Vemos
listen,
el camino al hogar.
I hear it. I start crying every time I think of that. Jesus says, I am the way. I am the way to the Father.
Jesús dijo, yo soy el camino. Yo soy el camino al Padre.
Do you know that we've seen him?
¿Sabes qué es
Here it is.
Aquí está.
You know what? Some people said, take these down.
Alguna gente dice, deshazte de eso. Digo, no.
Well, it offends people.
Por ofender a la gente.
Yeah, and if you're walking in the Word, you'll offend people too.
Y si caminas en la palabra,
are you going to spend your life walking
también?
To see who you can? Don't offend anybody.
Gastarás tu vida diciendo no ofender
you know
a nadie.
What? You must be born again.
Tú debes ser nacido de nuevo.
If you're born again, you will offend.
Si eres nacido de nuevo, ofenderás.
Yeah. Oh, you have a picture. Oh, look, you're worshiping a man. No, I'm not.
Oh, tienes una foto. Estás adorando a un hombre. No,
yeah,
no
well,
lo estoy.
They go to the message. Oh, that's God.
Ve el mensaje. Oh, ese es Dios.
No, that's not God.
No, ese
that's
no es Dios.
Man.
Es un hombre.
But he's veiling God.
Pero él está revelando a Dios.
And revealing God.
Está revelando a Dios.
There's the presence of the evidence God's there.
Hay la presencia de la,
you know
de, la evidencia de que Dios está ahí.
Look at the spiritual happenings
oh, mira,
of this day.
Mira los acontecimientos
look at,
espirituales.
That's a spiritual happening.
Eso es un
See
acontecimiento
that
espiritual.
That's God.
A,
what's doing that? God is doing that.
¿Quién está haciendo eso? Dios lo está haciendo.
It's not the man.
No es el hombre.
It's what's going on.
Es lo que está
it's
pasando.
What's happening.
Es lo que está pasando.
Look at you.
Mírate.
Janelle. Lenore. Debbie, go look in the mirror.
Lenore,
I
Debbie,
see a spiritual
que
happening going
eso
on.
Es un acontecimiento espiritual.
Yeah.
Sí.
And then you get up tomorrow morning. You go to the mirror, Fabio.
Y ves a
I see a spiritual happening going on.
Y
right?
Te ves en el espejo, Fabio. Veo un acontecimiento espiritual que está pasando.
I ain't what I ought to be. And I ain't what I want to be.
No soy lo que debo ser.
But I used to be.
No soy lo que debo ser, tampoco soy lo que fui.
There's a spiritual happening going on.
Esto es un acontecimiento espiritual lo que está pasando.
And next week we'll find ourselves in a different place with him than we were this week. He's really doing it, isn't he?
Él lo está haciendo, ¿no es así?
Honestly, he is.
Honestamente.
I hear it. I see it.
Lo escucho y lo veo.
You know?
¿Sabe?
There's my conscience.
Aquí está mi conciencia.
There's my reason.
Ahí está
mi razón. That's not the Lord.
Eso no es el Señor.
I open myself to the Holy Spirit.
Me abro a mí misma al Espíritu Santo.
Lord, I only want that as a channel for you.
Señor, yo quiero eso como
I
canal.
Heard you, son. I heard your daughter.
Escuché a tu hijo, a tu hija.
Here I am for you to do that.
Aquí estoy para ti, para que hagas eso.
And you know what this tells it?
¿Y sabe qué es esto que nos dice?
Well, Christ, the mystery of God.
Bueno, Cristo, el misterio de Dios.
I'm taking you restored.
Te restauraré.
On a journey.
En una jornada.
Where are you going?
¿A dónde vas?
Eden.
Eden.
Can't wait to get there.
Oh, estoy emocionado por
you want to join me? It's a good trip.
¿Te quieres ser parte mío? Es una buena jornada.
We're going to be in Eden with Adam before the fall.
Antes de la caída.
Do you know what we're going to do?
¿Sabes qué haremos?
We're going to be little gods.
Seremos pequeños dioses. Dioses ama.
Yeah. Oh, I see these flock of giraffes. You know, I love giraffes. It's one of my favorites.
Miras esta camada
and elephants.
De girafas.
I love giraffes
girafas.
And all. They're my favorite.
Amo las girafas. Son mis favoritas.
I'm just going to go sit and watch giraffes someday. Have you ever watched them just sort of float along? Just floating through the air.
Ellas flotan por el aire.
I'm going to watch my giraffes. I said,
miraré a mis girafas.
Hey, giraffes, there's some food over here. And he says they'll be moved sort of like the moving of the Holy Spirit, but Adam spoke it.
Ellas se moverán right? Como
because this is your domain.
Movidas por el Espíritu Santo, pero habladas por Adam.
Yeah, Pam, you'll have the best garden in the world.
Pam, tendrás yeah. El mejor jardín del mundo.
You can transplant to your heart's content there.
Yeah. Puedes transplantar.
Yeah. That'll be beautiful.
Será precioso.
Yeah. And who's going to have the butterfly? We've got to have a butterfly garden somewhere, you know.
¿Quién tendrá el jardín de las mariposas?
Yeah, we're just going to say. You know what?
¿Sabes?
We're going there.
iremos allá.
We're going to be like Adam was.
Seremos como Adán fue.
Is that a reality? I know you read it. I know you know it's true.
Esa es una realidad.
Is
sé que
it a reality here inside of you?
Sabes que es verdad. ¿Es acaso una realidad aquí dentro?
I'm on this journey.
Estoy en esta jornada.
Exodus 15.
En Éxodo.
How are you going to get
15?
There? My Lord's taken me there.
¿Cómo llegarás ahí? Mi Señor me está llevando.
Oh, you can't go there. Yes, I can.
Oh, no puedo decir. Sí, sí puedo.
Because I'm in him and he's taken me.
Porque él es, yo estoy en él y él me está llevando.
Yeah. I'm riding the currents of the Holy Spirit to get there.
Estoy viajando por las corrientes del Espíritu Santo.
Musicians, would you come?
Músicos, ¿podrían
venir? Does somebody, honey, do you have a pen, pencil, so I can mark? And I didn't know where I won't remember by this afternoon where I quit. Birthright, isn't it an amazing word for this day?
Primogenitura, ¿no es una palabra preciosa para este día?
We're going to be like Jacob was.
Seremos como fue Jacob.
We'll sacrifice. Do you know what you have to do?
¿Sabes qué tienes que hacer?
He said you'll sacrifice everything.
Dice, sacrificarás todo.
Well, what sort of sacrifice?
¿Qué tipo de sacrificio?
Your own spiritual arrogance.
Tu propia arrogancia espiritual.
Attitude.
Toda la actitud.
That you're not going to teach me nothing attitude.
O la actitud de que tú no me enseñarás nada, aquí estoy.
Work in me. I don't want my thoughts, I want yours.
No quiero mis pensamientos, quiero los tuyos.
I want yours.
No quiero mi conciencia, quiero la tuya.
Purge me, Lord, purge me.
Límpiame,
purge
Señor.
Me by the Holy Spirit.
Purifícame.
I love that. I never saw that till up here just now. He's going to do that. Do you know that?
Amo eso. No lo había visto antes.
I mean,
aquí.
Here,
eso,
look
mira.
At all those messages that finally dawned on me. I'm so thick-headed. I'm as dumb as a rock. You know that.
Soy tan tonto como una roca. Yo sé
took
eso.
Took me 74 years. Almost 75.
Para ser 74 años.
You guys get it at 30.
Casi 75.
Yeah. All of these messages,
todos
they're all for a purpose.
Todos para un propósito.
They're all for a purpose. They're all things that the Holy Spirit is doing. There's all things the Spirit says, run, let me in and let me do it.
El Espíritu Santo está haciendo y dice,
and every day
run,
he's
going to
show you, hey, that's you.
Y te dice,
and you're
hey.
Going to say, oh, Lord, I don't like me.
Oh, Señor, no me gusto.
Give me you. And he'll say, okay.
Y tú dices, muy bien.
Yeah, as long as you keep saying, okay, I want more, he'll say, here I am, I got more.
Mientras tú continúas
right?
diciendo, está bien, aquí está, tengo más.
Just like Adam.
Solo, justo como
before
Adam.
Before the fall.
Antes de la
caída. That was the revelation for this day.
Esa es la revelación
hey,
para
Russ,
este día.
Where do you ever hear that out in the charismatic circles, huh?
Russell, ¿alguna vez has escuchado eso en los círculos
totally
carismáticos?
Missing, isn't it?
No los escuchas, ¿no? ¿Sí?
To think that God could do this is phenomenal.
Pensar de que Dios puede hacer esto es fenomenal.
That he wants to do it is even better.
Y que lo que él
he's going to do it
mejor.
Is even greater.
Y lo que él lo va a hacer
but
es
the greatest
más.
Of all is when you say he's going to do it in me.
Y tú
he's
que hacer
still
es que
working on me. Oh, give us the key. He's me to make me what I ought to be. Took him just a week to make the moon and the sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and faithful he must be. Oh, isn't that the truth? He's still working on me. All right, let's stand up and worship him. He became me. Let's sing it to him. And we are. It's not just a nice song. It's not something just to make you feel good. It's the truth, brothers and sisters. It's what he wants to do. It's what he's going to do. Because he's going to do what he wants to do. Right? He became me, though that I become him. Took my place. How precious is that? So that I could take it. Christ. That's greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his sons, for his friends. That's God speaking to you and say, do you know how much I love you? And you say yes, and he says, no, you don't. But you will someday. Because I don't think you could take it right now. I don't think you could take the depth of my love to you. I don't know if you could handle it. But you see little glimpses of it, and we sing about it, and then we walk out. But if we really saw a sacrifice, if we really saw Jesus in the garden, if we really saw him standing there, because he's going to say, I can't be there by myself. I won't be there unless they come. And he goes to the Father and says, yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it. This is what you're looking at. This is the love of God. Sing it again, but this time would you sing it? You became me. Sing it to him. You to him. You became me so that I might become you. By grace, you became me so that I might become you. You took my place, Lord. You took my place so that I, through your love, could take yours. You became me so that I might become you.
Dear Heavenly Father, we're truly thankful this morning, Father, because you have allowed us to be here, worshiping your name and giving you thanks and listening to the word you have prepared for us this morning. Help us to understand, open our understanding if we need to, Father. Give you thanks because your Holy Spirit has been here talking to our hearts, letting us know about right birth. The birthright, I mean. That water of separation. How you're filtering what we are, Lord, to cleanse us, Father. Help us to understand and not be deceived, to not be foolish, Lord. When we go out, Lord, help us to not forget what we have learned today, what we have been reminded. And maybe we can share with others your word. Help us to spread your bread. Because we know, Father, you're taking care of us. We lay in your hands all the needs of your people, all the healing that is needed on the throats, on the knees, on the stomach, Lord. You're the great physician, Father. Help us to be sensitive to your Holy Spirit, to realize that you are present, you are with us, and you want to guide us through this journey. Help us, Lord, that may the little ones may understand your word, and may there be examples to others too. The teenagers, Father, too. Help us to have that hunger, Father, of your word. Every time we're here, Father, we can feel your spirit and say amen to your word and rejoice with you, Father. Quicken your word in our hearts. You are speaking to me this morning, Father. Oh, Lord, help us to be fired with your Holy Spirit. We need that quickening of your word, Father. It's the time, Lord. We give you thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay.
how beautiful and how wonderful, how glorious you truly are. But we're seeing glimpses more all the time. We thank you for that. Oh, make us a truly grateful and thankful people, recognizing it is all you for us. The power of your redemption, the power of your redeeming love. May we be ever as Paul, Peter, as your apostles, prisoners of love. Grant it, Father. We ask in Jesus' name.